Welcome to your five for today. Are you ready? Were the first words transmitted by radio across the waters of the Bristol Channel from the small island of Flatholme, nearly 4 miles off the coast, to Lavernock Point near Cardiff in May 1897. They were the words of the assistant of 23-year-old Giovanni Maria Marconi, the young Italian nobleman who had recently arrived in the UK from Italy to further his radio experiments. The radio conversation went on. "Can you hear me?" And the reply was, "Yes, loud and clear." All, of course, rendered in Morse code. Less than 5 years after this event, Marconi was transmitting the first ever radio signals across the Atlantic Ocean. 12 years later, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for his radio work. Radio communications at sea soon became very important. At the British Inquiry following the Titanic disaster in June 1912, the chairman, H. Babington Smith, summing up, said, "Those who have been saved through one man, Mr. Marconi, and his marvellous invention." So, almost 120 years ago, the simple words, "Are you ready?" were the beginning of great developments with lasting consequences. The same three words spell out a question that has to be asked today in conjunction with God's good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the question is about being ready to leave this life for the next. If we want to be sure of a place in heaven after death, then we need to be saved now, because that is the only way to get ready, according to the Bible. Of course, most people today think that if there is a place called heaven, then our behaviour now decides our worthiness to be there. They think that the key to heaven for us is in our merit. We must deserve it. Of course, the Bible has something quite different to say. The Apostle Paul, writing to some younger friends about getting to heaven and being saved from a Christless eternity, said, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, and not according to our works." He had written earlier to friends in Ephesus in modern-day Turkey and said why this was, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." In other words, if someone could arrive in heaven having earned a place by their works, then they would have plenty to boast about. "But this will not be so," he then went on to say, "on these three occasions, that it is God who saves us." What does it mean to be saved? And how do we get saved? To be saved means to be rescued, and the rescue in Bible terms means deliverance from the deserved penalty of our sins. This is the thing most people forget about when thinking of meriting a place in heaven. However, this is what God all along has been working to do, and by sending his Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross as a sacrifice, then faith in him brings this deliverance. All because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.